You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, of course, you know, it being Thanksgiving weekend, PETA has a couple things to say. And I guess PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Now, mind you, I love animals. I'm just a little confused by some of the things PETA suggests. They are urging the president to forego the quote-unquote outdated ceremony where he pardons a turkey. He says it's cruel to the 46 million turkeys killed each year. Now, turkey pardoning has been, I guess, a tradition since JFK was in office. I guess what happens is, a turkey runs around the White House, a president comes out there, he does an official pardon, and that turkey apparently gets to live. Meanwhile, we all still eat turkey. So apparently the turkey, was it last year, Turkey Liberty? I'm not really sure. Anyway, all right, so PETA president has sent a letter to the president imploring him to put a stop to the sorely outdated ceremony that, quote-unquote, makes light to the mass slaughter of the 47 million gentle, intelligent birds. He is recommending, and that we all are to do this as well, to instead eat a tofurkey. Now, do you guys know what a tofurkey is? Tofurkey is a turkey made of tofu. There's actually, I'm looking at an ad where somebody is holding up a little box, a 4-inch by 4-inch box that says tofurkey. And they say it is very delicious. Isn't turkey supposed to be about juices and meat? PETA President Ingrid E. Newkirk wrote to Mr. Obama saying that the annual turkey pardon makes light of the mass slaughter and portrays the United States president as being in some sort of business partnership with the turkey killing industry. Since tofu is a healthy, delicious alternative, you might as well go with that. She has received no official answer from the White House either way. Mr. Obama, I think President Obama already went forward with the turkey pardoning. I don't know. I haven't been able to watch TV. All right. So I guess, it kind of blows my mind that we have so many attacks on tradition. I mean, I'm a traditionalist. I like the holidays. I like Thanksgiving. I like to eat turkey. I mean, keep in mind, I'm a doctor, and I keep yelling at you all to stop eating red meat. All right? Does that mean I'm cruel to the fowl that populate this earth? Because I'm telling you to avoid red meat, because red meat has more links to heart disease and cancer than fowl do. Am I? I hate thinking I'm a bad person. I mean, I love animals, but when we buy a turkey, we don't look at the actual turkey, right? We go to the store and we buy the food. I mean, what about the plants? Are we killing the plants? Are we hurting the plants? Of course we're killing the plants. When we eat fruits and vegetables, yeah. Well, you know, when we're ripping up plants by the root, by the beets, by the carrots, we are killing the plants. We're doing that. And plants are living creatures. So, I don't want to blame the vegetarians for this, because a lot of vegetarians, they have no problem with us eating meat. Right? Or vegans. You have some that try to force their beliefs on others, but most of my vegetarian friends and patients are like, look, this is just what I do for myself. This is what I do. You could, you know, do whatever. And so if we do Thanksgiving, we always have a vegetable dish for them or something. And that's great. More meat for us. But, don't be hypocritical. Okay? I mean, if you don't want to kill something of nature, then you gotta include the plants. You can't just pick and choose certain living creatures. You're either gonna do it right or not do it at all. And if you don't do it, I mean, if you don't eat anything that was from a live source, you'll die. Okay? I mean, wheat is a live growing plant. And then some of you don't really, get the whole thing that, all right, well, plants is not like an animal, because an animal can breathe, an animal can feel pain, I mean, et cetera. They're animals. They're more advanced creatures and species. But, every now and then, look at those old, movies we had to look at in school where we watch plants and how they would do a fast frame of plants whose light source was taken away so it would reach. And you'd see, you don't see it in slow motion, but over a period of time, a period of days, the plant would bend, move, and reach to get to that light. So me, from very early on, I had an appreciation of plants. I did. I know plants are alive. I know plants give us oxygen. Okay? You could argue that plants do more for us and the environment than an ugly, gobbly turkey. We only eat turkey really once or twice a year, for crying out loud. I know most of you guys don't like to eat turkey. And maybe you try to appease me by saying you're eating a turkey burger. But if you really think about it, turkeys don't seem to be eaten as much frequency as your chicken and your beef. Fish, there's so many different types of fish that it's hard to count. But if you really think about it, we kind of give turkeys the biggest break. And turkeys fart. Farting from a turkey, you could argue, is hurting the environment more than a plant. A plant helps the environment. So all I'm saying is, if you're going to tell us, PETA, and again, I'm grateful for what you do to protect animal cruelty. I'm glad there is an agency there that makes sure that animal cruelty doesn't occur. I love animals. But sometimes, PETA, I think you go a little too far. It's thanks flipping giving, for crying out loud. And to recommend everybody goes vegetarian and to start killing plants when we already have Amazon rain deforestation in droves and we're losing a lot of our Earth's oxygen supply, don't be hypocritical. Don't tell people to start going after the plants. All right, I said my piece. Don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com, that's IonCleanse.com, or call 877-315-8638, that's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com, one of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big happy Thanksgiving weekend to all of you. Hope you guys are going to be safe. Staying safe for Thanksgiving means you got to cook a turkey right. Don't want you to get salmonella. In the previous hour, we played my famous How to Cook a Turkey episode from a few years back. If you missed any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, it's also on YouTube, How to Prepare a Turkey for Thanksgiving. But let me just quickly go over some safety issues that Fox points out. They say make sure you buy your turkey if it's going to be fresh. Cook it within a couple days after being, you know, after you purchase it. So that's for a fresh turkey. Don't let it sit all week. Now, for most of us, we get our frozen turkeys, so we just have to thaw them. But some of you, you want fresh turkey. All right, and I'm sorry if PETA's listening, because I know PETA wants us to go to tofu turkeys. But make sure if you do buy a fresh turkey, it's in the refrigerator until you're ready to cook it. If you opt for a frozen turkey, don't forget to thaw it correctly. Now, sometimes you could thaw it in the refrigerator, which I kind of prefer, because it's better than over-thawing. You know, you'll go to work, you'll leave the turkey out, let's say, a couple days before, and then it gets warm, and then you go, oh, I'm going to put it in the fridge. That may be too late. They say it usually takes about 24 hours to thaw 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. Depending on the size of the bird, it could be 2 to 4 days before it thaws out, especially if you're thawing it out in the refrigerator. They say another way you could thaw your frozen turkey is to submerge it in a clean bowl filled with cold water, but change the cold water every 30 minutes. They say 30 minutes per pound. Again, the cold water, such that you're still mimicking a refrigerator as opposed to it being room temperature like 70, 75 degrees. Now, keep in mind that bacteria and the splashing can spread a huge radius. Make sure you wash your, you know, counters, your knives, your boards. Frequently wash your hands. 20 seconds it takes to wash hands, people. We tell everybody, do the ABCs. When you're washing your hands, don't just go la, 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 pat, pat, and you're done. Go A, B, C, D. And when you say it at that rate, 26 letters come out to 20 seconds. You don't have to do A, Mississippi, B, Mississippi, C, Mississippi. You don't have to do that. Just do A, or just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it's a 20-second. Yeah, Elmo's gone. Elmo, well, Elmo's not gone, but I guess you guys, quick aside, you guys heard about that with Kevin Clash? Apparently, do you guys know what's been going on with that? The Elmo puppeteer. Kevin Clash apparently had been accused last week of having an underage relationship with a man when he was underage, and the accuser brought it out years later. The man, the accuser, recants it. Then he comes forward yesterday, I believe, saying, I don't want to recant it anymore, and you could have your money back. Apparently, allegedly, they gave him $125,000. I don't know who gave it to him for him to recant his story. So he goes, I really don't want to recant it. You could have your money. Then a second accuser comes up saying Kevin Clash, the puppeteer for Elmo, had underage relations with him as well. So he ends up quitting Sesame Street. But Elmo, from what I understand, still will continue annoying kids all across America. But anyway, okay, when you wash your hands with soap and water, you sing the ABCs. Teach that to the kids. And that's how long you need to wash. Just like brushing your teeth should be a multiple-minute experience. Not this brush, 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 spit, and it's 3 seconds on the dot. All right. They say you want to make sure you cook it to the proper internal temperature. Everybody always asks me, what should be the proper internal temperature? 165 degrees. Now, we did a show on what should be the ideal temperature of meat. It averaged, whether it was beef, pork, chicken, on average, you couldn't go wrong if you were cooking it to about 165 degrees. Of course, your steaks are different because some want medium rare, some want medium, etc. But just remember 165, okay? 165 degrees. You insert the food thermometer to the thickest part. Don't just stick it in the epidermis, okay? Put that into the thickest part of the thigh. Don't touch the bone because bone will reflect heat and not hold it like the meat. And you aren't eating the bone, you're eating the meat. For leftover turkey, they say remove any stuffing and separate the meat from the bones within 2 hours of when it is cooked. Leftover turkey and stuffing will stay fresh in tightly sealed containers for 3 to 4 days or 3 months if it's frozen. Here's a mistake we make, okay? We make, I think we're going to eat leftovers. So I put it in the fridge. Something happens. Somebody comes over. We eat something else. I don't know. Kids order a pizza without me knowing. So a few days later, I'm like, dang, we have all this food. I better freeze it. Now, you got to freeze it right away. You can't wait the couple days and then try to freeze it. It doesn't work that way. They say throw any leftover turkey left in your fridge after 4 days. When in doubt, they say toss it out. This is from Tanya Zuckerbrot, a registered dietitian in New York City and author of Miracle Carb Diet, Make Calories and Fat Disappear. All right, giving her plug. But I like that. I think she gave a great summation of what you should do with your turkey. You know, have fun with this, people. We know it's Turkey Day. Many of you have been eating salads all week long to prepare for the calorie load. The reason why I don't give you guys too much crap in terms of Thanksgiving and calories, like I would with any other holiday, is many of you eat Thanksgiving dinner early. And I like that. I don't like you guys eating a big heavy meal at 8 to 10 o'clock at night, which many of you do. You come home from work, you start cooking the meal, kids come back from their sports, 8, 9 o'clock you're sitting down and eating. I think that's extremely unhealthy. So if you guys are watching football and you're, you know, already putting the turkey in the oven by 1, 2 o'clock, eating by 4 o'clock, Now, again, be careful because whenever you watch a game, you graze. I love grazing. My problem is I eat so much of the pre-food, the hors d'oeuvre stuff, like the chips and French onion dip, that I'm full by the time turkey comes. And then, of course, somebody has sweet potato pie or, you know, pumpkin pie and then all the desserts, etc. But is spreading it out and eating in little bits and then at 7, 8 o'clock at night go out for a walk, I think Thanksgiving is actually one of your healthier holidays, if you really think about it. Yes, and oh, yes, I know you could do eggnog. I know many of you could do eggnog. I know many of you like to drink. But you know, if you really think about it, you don't have to have an extremely fattening Thanksgiving. I mean, first of all, white meat is not as bad as dark meat. I don't like white meat. I only like the dark meat. I love dark meat turkey. White meat turkey, I can't stand. It's too dry. It doesn't have the taste. Dark meat, of course, because there's fat in it. It tastes better to me. So I have a problem with Thanksgiving because I have to eat less because I like the dark meat. But white meat with low-fat gravy and green beans, rather than it being a green bean casserole, some cranberry, and eating a potato, that's not that unhealthy. Now, you start talking about the sweet potatoes with the yams and the marshmallows and the gravy and the overstuffed stuffing. But honestly, you could do Thanksgiving fairly low-caloric. You can. So consider it. Think about it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of weird in terms of timing. The heirs of late author J.R.R. Tolkien, right? J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. The heirs are now suing the producers of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit movie trilogies for allegedly exploitative merchandising. The lawsuit was filed this week, which, of course, comes a week before the premiere of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey in Wellington, New Zealand. No, The Hobbit, I don't think, comes out. Does The Hobbit really come out next week? Man. Why are they suing now? Lord of the Rings, didn't that premiere in 2000, 12 years ago? Are they kidding me? They say the estate of Tolkien is upset at what it calls morally questionable digital marketing, including an online slot machine, according to a copy of the lawsuit by the Hollywood Reporter. The Tolkien estate is seeking $80 million from Warner Brothers, its New Line subsidiary, and rights holder Sal Zant's company. Warner Brothers declined to comment on the claims. Tolkien's family contends a merchandising agreement extends only to tangible products, such as figurines and clothing, and not to electronic rights. Not only does the production of gambling games patently exceed the scope of the defendant's rights, but its infringing conduct has outraged the fan base. I get it. So somebody's upset that there's a video game. Remember the Hobbit video game came? They were just talking about a Hobbit video game. I don't remember them doing a Lord of the Rings video game, but there's, I guess, some Hobbit video game for Xbox or something like that. So that's, no. They just want the money. Tolkien's heirs settled a lawsuit over the Lord of the Rings movies for an undisclosed amount back in 2009. Then they allowed production to proceed on The Hobbit. Remember that? I remember The Hobbit was already in plans 2004, well, even earlier. And I guess that's what held it up. That lawsuit against New Line Cinema claimed Tolkien's trust received only an upfront payment of $62,000 for the three movies before production began, but was due 7.5% of gross receipts. The Rings films earned an estimated $6 billion from movie tickets, DVDs, and merchandise. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. My only problem with The Hobbit is there's no Viggo Mortensen or Orlando Bloom in there. You always need Legolas. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dalia, and please follow us on Facebook. Okay, so doctors, I'm not a part of them, but some doctors are calling for birth control to be sold over the counter. Again, this time coming from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. They are saying that the pill should be available over the counter. Now, birth control pills have been around since the 1960s. And I guess back in the 60s, only a married woman could get a prescription. Huh, that's interesting. Now they say 11 million women in the United States are on the pill. Gynecologist Dan Grossman's research led to Tuesday's recommendation that oral contraceptives be made available over the counter to reduce the risk of unwanted pregnancies. They say we have over 50 years of experience with oral contraceptives now. It's one of the best studied medications. We know it's incredibly safe. I have some issues with that. About half of all pregnancies, they say, are unintended. It's because people are screwing around. A rate that has not changed in the last 20 years. Nearly 5 million women considered at risk for an unintended pregnancy do not use any kind of birth control. Women who aren't currently using any contraception or are using a less effective method might start using the pill. We have to make the pill basically easier, so they say, for people to get it over the counter. Okay. Why am I so against birth control being sold over the counter? Because you're a doctor and you want to make money. No, it's not that. Okay? Trust me, we don't make money on pap smears. I mean, you make money for doctor's visits, but when you do a pap smear, there's really, insurances don't pay you extra for the pap smear. You don't. There's a few things going on with that, okay? Some of us carry a gene, and we don't know about it, that put us at risk for blood clots. And I can't tell you how many young women we've actually diagnosed with blood clots. And the only thing we could think of is it was a birth control. Now, luckily, if they're with a doctor and they see a doctor regularly, hopefully, if they did call saying, you know, my leg is hurting or I'm having some trouble breathing, et cetera. We had one of our patients died because she had a pulmonary embolism that the doctor blamed on her birth control. You know, we're talking young women. And so if I had a daughter and she was sneaking getting birth control over the counter, and I knew we had a gene or a propensity for blood clots because of a family member, I would be livid. I want to know what prescriptions my child is putting into their body. If your child decides to smoke, if they're a smoker, then that could put them at risk for blood clots as well. My child doesn't smoke and she doesn't take birth control. She's getting the stuff over the counter. So I can't say a birth control pill is 100% safe. Now, a child going to get a Tylenol, I'm a little more comfortable with. Even Tylenol isn't 100% safe. There can be very rare allergic reactions to it, or if they have a liver disorder, Tylenol could hurt them. But birth controls, they are not 100% safe. You could even grow tumors in your liver, hepatomas. So as far as I'm concerned, I really don't think 12-year-olds have the understanding of side effects, etc., to go and get that done. Now, the idea of bypassing the doctor to save money for healthcare, you're right, financially it will work. If you bypass the doctor, if you don't have to go to a doctor and you can get all your medicines over the counter, absolutely, but that you'll save money. That's fine. But what are we doing in terms of diseases? Now, when I was trained, and that's why I'm old school, when I was trained, any young woman under the age of 25, 26 automatically gets screened for STDs, gonorrhea and chlamydia. We don't have to run an HIV if they don't want it. We don't have to run syphilis, etc. But because we're doing their pap smear before they are getting their birth control, we're able to check them for HPV, which causes cervical cancer, and we're able to do the gonorrhea chlamydia test. I can't tell you how many 20-somethings show up positive for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And they had no symptoms. They just came in for their birth control. How many times have I found a breast lump? How many times have I found early diabetes? How many times have I found skin cancer on a young lady because she wanted her birth control and had to come in for a visit? Now, I know some of you are like, well, you know, to heck with them, hang them. If they don't care about their bodies and they don't want to come in and be seen by the doctor, great, our taxpaying dollars don't go for their visits, fine, they'll be afflicted with STDs. No, you can't look at it that way because they'll give STDs to somebody else. Okay, a lot of young people aren't looking at the big picture. Okay, they're not going to buy birth control saying, oh, good, I don't now have to see a doctor and I'm going to save money, or, I don't need to be screened for STDs. They're going to say, great, I'm thinking about having sex. I could go and get birth control. I don't have to go through a PAP. I don't have to go through a discussion with my doctor about sexual abuse and the date rape drug. I don't have to do any of this. They don't go through all that. They just go, they purchase a product, and that's fine. And years could go by without them seeing a doctor or a medical provider or a PA or a nurse practitioner. I find that very alarming. Okay, one of the thousands of things we do as a doctor is a pap smear. We don't spend, my 11 years post-high school education was not all pap smears. Okay, we do other things. And when we see these patients, we screen for so much. And so requiring a doctor visit to get birth control, I know many people are against that. Oh, you're holding birth control hostage. I think we really lose out on a lot of patient education. You're talking about birth control being over the counter to prevent pregnancy. Who the hell is teaching these people how to take it correctly? You think they're going to read the little font? Are you kidding me? When we give birth control, we do a 2-month follow-up. One, to make sure they don't have a spike in their blood pressure. Two, to make sure they're taking it appropriately. Three, to make sure they're using condoms. You're supposed to use condoms within the first few months of birth control because it takes a few months to kick in. Who is teaching these kids that? They're going to take the pill and pop it. If you think birth control over the counter for an 11-year-old to have access to is going to prevent that little 11-year-old from getting pregnant, you've got another thing coming. What's going to prevent that 11-year-old girl from getting pregnant is somebody finding out that she wants to have sex and giving her a good talking to. And then telling her, if you are going to use this, you need to use this product perfectly and to a T. You can't be skipping pills. You can't be missing pills. You can't be taking pills different times a day. You need to take the birth control correctly, and you need to look for signs of it. Okay? Birth control is a prescription. You're not popping Tylenol. And I think people are naive to think that throwing birth control over the counter, I mean, think about it. If you have somebody who's having unprotected sex, do you think they're going to be wily enough to go and purchase birth control? If they're not smart enough to put on a condom, what makes you think they're smart enough to stop and go to the store to get birth control? You see what I mean? I don't get that. I don't get that. If these kids aren't stopping by the drugstore to buy a condom, they're not going to go to a drugstore to buy a birth control pill. Get it right, people. And I'm not trying to say the youth is stupid or anything, but if all these girls are having unwanted pregnancies, one, it means they're having sex when they're not supposed to because, you know, the baby was unwanted. Two, they're not using protection. And if they're not using protection, they're at risk for STDs and spreading STDs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I was drinking my lemonade. I didn't mean to make y'all listen to that. Yeah, I got my sugar-free lemonade. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. What do you think radio hosts do on break? Right? We scratch. We burp. We go to the bathroom. We eat. We text. I yell at Don. Don yells back at me. We make hand gestures. And then we're back on air. I mean, you think I just sit here with my hands folded quietly? In my lap? No, doesn't happen. I can't do anything quietly. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials for us. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you guys are on Facebook. You're poking. You're super poking. Just don't forget to search out The Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. It's great. I could give you information, up-to-date information, especially since we're coming into the holiday. I still want to give you guys the latest news. And I think the latest news now is I think Egypt has been able to make a ceasefire between Gaza and Israel. I don't know how long that's going to last. I've been seeing pictures of Gaza residents strewing dead Israelis all over their streets. I'm not sure how the ceasefire is going to last, but that's the latest. And I want to keep you guys posted because news is not going to stop. News never stops on a holiday weekend. So we're going to make sure we give you as much information as possible. I am going to be live Saturday morning. I love, when I'm in town, I love working. So Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time or noon Eastern time. Please still tune in. Call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about, STD screening, and that's one of the things we do when young women want birth control. Well, a guideline just came out saying HIV screening should be done for everybody, age 15 to 65 years old, and all pregnant women. Now, we've been doing this on pregnant women for years, but the U.S. Preventative Task Force wants STD screening for all individuals age 15 and 65. They do. They say 20 to 25% of the 1.2 million people in the United States with HIV infection have no idea that they're HIV positive. Researchers from the USPSTF, which is the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, has a recommendation for drafted a recommendation for HIV screening in the United States. They want all individuals age 15 to 65 to be given a blood test for HIV and to not forget the younger adolescents. We're probably not going to see the younger adolescents because they're going to be getting the birth control over the counter. Tell mom I'm fine. Leave me alone. I'm going to the physics club. Mom's going to be left in the dark. Meanwhile, we doctors are going to say, what? Something's not right. So, this is something we do. We screen. It's something we like to do. And it's always on our minds whenever there's somebody in a sexual relationship. You know, we were talking about that with birth control. You know, when somebody wants birth control, it's because they don't want to get pregnant. Now, I always tell people use condoms while on the birth control. Because what if they do mess up, etc.? But people don't want to use condoms. That's why they're getting birth control. They don't want to use condoms, so they get the birth control. But if you're not in a monogamous relationship, or if you are having sex before marriage, your risk of STDs rises. Now, in the olden days, whoever you would marry would hopefully be a virgin. You'd hopefully be a virgin. We didn't have to worry about STDs once you were married. Now, people carry HPV into the marriage. They carry herpes into the marriage. They carry HIV. They carry hepatitis. And so I do have a lot of married couples. They don't get the syphilis test like they used to. They'll come in and they'll get all the testing. Remember, you used to have to take a blood test before you got married? You'd have to take a syphilis test. Nowadays, they don't urge any sort of blood test. Most states don't. But I always recommend, do you want to get STD testing done? Because if you guys are going to have a baby, it'll be nice to know if one of you has HIV or one of you has hepatitis or one of you has herpes. It's nice to know. So now they're recommending everybody get an HIV test. Everybody. Now, whether you guys want to pay for it or not is a whole other story. Whether insurance pays for it or not, whole other story. If the task force recommends it, we have a much easier chance of something getting paid than when it doesn't. But I know some of you have horrible lab coverage with your insurance, and it's a shame. Okay, so it looks like we've been following the San Francisco nudity case, and I guess this week there will be a ban on public nudity. It was voted 6-5 for a ban, but it does exempt nude beaches, the Pride Parade, and Folsom Street Fair. We were talking about San Francisco and the fight between public nudity. By early next year, they say if you are caught out of doors without clothes, you are subject to a $100 fine. If caught three times, a $500 fine and possibly a year in prison. Supervisor Scott Weiner, who introduced the ordinance, said the legislation is really about genitals. I'm not looking to get anyone arrested because they are showing a plumber's crack or wearing a bikini. What they're kind of concerned about is if they're not wearing clothes and their orifices are sitting on public benches, kids who put their hand on the public bench and then go into the mom's bag of Cheerios could have exposed themselves. And I'm not saying a man or a woman's clothing is always that much cleaner. But the big issue, from what I understand, Wiener had is you have the now open orifices, male or female, touching public areas that kids could touch. And when somebody's clothed, hopefully if there's any, I'm sorry if you guys are eating, but any discharges, it'll hopefully land on the clothes and not straight to the bench. Unfortunately, we who've studied biology and microbiology know any wet type of cloth will still transmit the microbes, unfortunately. But if it adds a little bit of an extra barrier, I'm definitely for that. All right, so let's see. Okay, so the attorney who represented the nudists, Christina D. Edoardo, said, "Is the First Amendment more powerful and more important than the passions of an intolerant mob and the ambitions of one or more city supervisors?" So I guess they're saying it's freedom of speech to be able to run around naked. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I think public nudity is ridiculous. You got kids, you got certain hygiene issues, but you know, honestly, we've only been wearing clothes fairly recently. There, you know, if you really think about it, there's many communities even now, you know, in the world where the women are topless. All right. It's very easy to feed the kid. I mean, you guys have all opened up a National Geographic and don't pretend you didn't. And many of these women, they just have something covering their lower genitals and they walk around shirtless. And so you do have people argue, I don't get it. How come a man could be shirtless and a woman can't? And so, you know, I could see how freedom of speech could fit into this. You know, I could. But, you know, we are a civilized country. And we, you know, we have drivers that get distracted. I mean, if we have no texting laws, then they're going to eventually have to make laws no looking at someone's boobies. Because I'm going to tell you, if somebody is naked running around, somebody is going to look away from the road and see them. And so if First Amendment rights did not protect the no texting while driving rules, then they probably won't protect the public nudity. Because people need to operate their buses and cars without distractions. And that's probably what the scoop is. Okay, you like that interpretation of the Constitution? Yep. Now, I mean, honestly, you know, why do I have to wear 5 pieces of clothing? I should be able to wear whatever I want. I get that. It's just, you know, sometimes it's just not the cleanest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now they're saying that asparagus can actually control blood sugar, and they may use asparagus extract because none of us like to eat asparagus because it's disgusting. And it's phallic looking. You want to ban something phallic, ban a piece of asparagus. Oh, darn. We're at the end of the show. All right. Asparagus, we're looking into it. Got another hour coming up. Stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down. Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.